Jama 180 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience. And on this Thursday morning, I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to you. Please enjoy the holiday or enjoy the day. And outside of the commercialism of this holiday, I'd like to just stop and give thanks for being where I am at this particular time in my life. I don't know about you, but I do know that there are a lot of other places I could have been. None of them were compared to where I currently am. Hey, listen, Local 304 in Columbus, Ohio, I am offering you a new visioned candidate for local president. And I want to remind you of that every day.
Kenneth,
we are halfway through the election season, election time frame, so to speak. And again, almost 1,000 people didn't vote last year. So there are still members of 304 that have not cast a ballot yet. And I'm introduce you to the fact that your vote should be for Ken Hodge. Your vote should be for an individual who's got a different vision for Local 304. And again, I know because I listen to the membership, everybody's not real happy with what's going on right now. Everybody's not real happy with your current local president. Listen, folks, everything is in season. Yes, everything is in season, and the current local president's season has expired. And again, and I really don't mean that in, I can't say in a negative way, but I mean, it's time that maybe you move on and let a different group come in and put this union on a different course. A course that re-involves its members. A course that will ensure full disclosure with union funds, particularly those funds that will be dispersed back to the membership. Full disclosure. And I wanted to take a moment and clear up a story that I gave you pertaining to a AGV, which is the automated guided vehicles that Columbus now has, I think, 10 or 12 of. AGVs, also known as robots, they dispatch, well, they will be dispatching mail, assisting level 5 drivers with the dispatching of mail. Now, last week, I think there was a buzz on the work floor about a mail handler picking up an AGV with his forks and moving it out of the way, which I thought was to be commended. But come to find out, here's what actually happened. The AGVs, the forks on a forklift was down so low that for whatever reason, the AGV light did not scan it, and the AGV went over the tip of the fork. Okay, big difference from what was put out. So again, all is well, no harm, no foul. let's everybody get back to whatever it was we were doing before that story even surfaced. And to Local 304, you know how I'm constantly saying I have that new vision. Well, let me tell you, as local president, in today's times, or in real time today, if I'm your local president, I would have a very good grasp on how we're going to begin negotiations pertain to these AGVs. Because let me tell you something. Historically, when the post office buys a piece of equipment, it is never used in the manner for which they purchased it. You see, after the company leaves, the post office, in all of its wisdom, modifies what it is they just purchased that piece of equipment for. So what's going to happen? And you see, yes, because I was management, I know what management is going to do. But now that I want to be your local president, I also know that we can present a solid front before they begin to even realize that we're in negotiations for these AGVs. You see, if I'm your local president, I have a sharp eye on the actions of management while this new equipment is being introduced into the workforce. Now, again, I cannot stop them from introducing technology as long as they do it as per our national agreement, but I can't stop that. But what I can do is regulate the purpose, how it's used, so that I can now at least put up an argument to the post office, pro or con, on the position the mail handlers take on the equipment. And I know it might sound as though I'm talking in riddles, but what I'm simply saying is, as a local president, I would be very involved in what is taking place with the AGVs, because if they introduce them in Columbus, I'm sure that the rollout schedule is not going to miss other plants in Local 304. So while they are in Columbus, Ohio, by the time they roll out to the next plant, we've already got a committee or a staff working so that we start to write what it is we want to see done with these, with this piece of equipment. Does that make sense to anybody? See, as your local president, that's how I think. That's the experience that I'm going to bring to this position. As your local president, I understand we are about to go into peak mail seasons, but I also understand that we have a contract that the post office is just as obligated right now. Now, there are a couple of lax rules with respect to casuals over cap in the month of December, but our contract is still effective. It's not only is it effective, but it's in full force. So as your local president, I'm sorry, I don't relax my vigilance when it comes to contract compliance over the holidays. I'm going to be asking branch presidents, who's monitoring casual work hours? Are MHAs working over 8 hours before my overtime desire list mail handlers are off at 12 hours? Now, if management was smart and, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. They would simply say to your overtime desire list, you can work 7 hours, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, if you want to. So once I open that up to my overtime desire list, then what I've done is now I can work my casuals, my MHAs, any manner I want to, if that is the desire, without violating the contract. So now I can work my casuals 6 days a week, 7 hours a day. 6 days a week, 8 hours a day. Do you understand? Because, or 6 days a week, 9 hours a day. Do you understand what I'm saying? If your overtime desire list are just maxed out, then there is no overtime violations that can take place. And manage the personnel, the mail handlers on the overtime desire list, well, you're getting the opportunity to work the overtime you want. And management, you're not paying overtime grievances. Who loses on that, folks? That's how, as a local president, I'm going to think. But notice, the best interest in the issue that we just spoke about is in favor of my mail handlers. But just because it's in favor of the mail handlers don't mean management don't benefit from it also. Everybody wins. Vote Kenny Hodge. Because Kenneth Hodge and William Kirkland, again, will guide Local 304. And I want it to be fun for members to say they belong to Local 304. Again, maybe I'm old school with that respect, but I think as a local, I can, as a local, I can have enough involvement in what you do that my level of concern for your success is never going to be an issue once we get an opportunity to work together. And again, so that's what I mean when I mean fun. I don't mean that we're just going to be walking around, skipping around, singing the I Love Local 304 song. But no, I mean, when we have functions, members will attend. When it's time for members' input, they will provide it. This is what I call, again, a version of fun as we rebuild the local, because that's not there right now. That level of energy, that level of let's get the members involved, that's missing in our local, and I can bring it to the local. I'm going to be able to tap into resources, again, within Local 304. That's going to understand a vision, the different vision. And I don't know, I get happy on the inside when I think about what it is we're going to do in this local. So to the cast from Dayton, Ohio, who always have very nice things to say about me on Facebook, you just keep right on writing. You know why? I stand by every statement that I've ever made. Every single one of them. Maybe one might have a little gray area in there, but I stand by what I said. Lying is not a big, it's not something I care to do or need to do. See, I understand if I did something that's not correct, I'm more than willing to own up to it and then seek correction. I mean, does that make sense? So you calling me a liar in many different fonts, you enjoy yourself. But just know I stand by what I said. I stand by everything that I said. So if you still got that ballot at home, please do not allow it to remain there. There's a new candidate. His name is Kenneth Hodge. His vice president will be William Kirkland. They want to engage you in team building as we reshape Local 304. Now, again, not saying that the current shape is a bad shape. We're just going to reshape. Okay, we've got a new workforce. Things are different, and I think it's time for different leadership. And that leadership is right here at your fingertips all it takes is you to select him as the branch president in Columbus, Ohio, then select him as the local president of Local 304, and then select William Kirkland as the vice president for Local 304. Take that ballot, put it inside the secret envelope. Take that envelope, put it inside the return envelope, sign your name, and mail that ballot in. It is important that we have a large voter turnout. The larger the turnout, the greater I predict my victory can be. And it's important, after all that's been said about Ken Hodge, a large victory. I guess that would be the icing on the cake, so that we show this current president that the members are ready for a change. The members want to go in a different direction. The members understand my path, and the members understand that my past years in management is going to be such a benefit to Local 304 as we move forward. Vote Kenny Hodge, William Kirkland. Enjoy this Thanksgiving Day. Peace and blessings.